Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase.
Ryan Silverfield is reportedly interviewing for the University of Memphis football head coaching job today. We'll get into that in the next segment, but right now, I'm joined by Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. He's a former University of Memphis commit. He is a 14-year NBA veteran, and now he's an NBA insider you see on television making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Radio.com Sports Insider Calls are always brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Perk, it's Gary Parrish. What's up, man?
Well, Gary, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me on, man.
You kidding me? Thank you for being here. And I want to start with, I'm assuming you've seen it, the Ja Morant dunk on Aaron Baines last night. Just in general, woo indeed. What did you make of that? And just the rookie so far, what you've seen of the 20-year-old here with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, he's special. I mean, I was one of the guys that was very high on him since he was in college. And I actually was on the jump during draft night, and I said, I wouldn't be mad if Ja Morant went number one. Like, you when you got a guy, point guards like that don't come around often. And this is a guy that has a combination of athleticism of Russell Westbrook. He has the handles of Kyrie Irving. And he has the passing ability of Rajon Rondo. And when you have a combination and a guy like that, you know, that you get your hands on, you don't come around a point guard like that. That also have a lot of heart. Like, this guy, I mean, right now he's the top candidate winning Rookie of the Year, if you ask me. I mean, the way he's playing, and Memphis is playing some great basketball right now, by the way. That was a big win that they got last night against the Suns. And, you know, they've been the majority of the games, you know, except for a few, you know, you get blown out every now and then. Every team does in the NBA. You just have those days. But, you know, Ja Morant is very, very special.
Talking to Kendrick Perkins, 14-year NBA veteran, now an NBA insider for Radio.com Sports. So take me into the mindset of Aaron Baines when you're in that situation. You get switched onto an athletic, quick guard who's going to try to punch one on you. You're having to guard in space. What's going through your head if you're him?
My thing is that I'm bagging up. I got to bag up, and my job is I got to get one stick hand up, and I got to make him shoot a jump shot. I got to give enough space where he shoots a jump shot, and if he hits a three, but I cannot try to get up on him and think I'm a guard, this quick athletic guy, and no way, no how. But the way he went up and everything, you know, that's just special. But me personally, I'm sagging. I gotta let him shoot, and I know he can shoot. But I gotta just take my chances on the percentages, cause the percentages of me actually getting up and guarding Ja Morant, it ain't happening.
You're talking to Kendrick Perkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Do you remember? Like, is there one that stands out? Like, somebody got you the way Ja got Aaron Baines last night? Is there one even after a long, successful, lucrative career? You're like, yeah, that guy got me one time.
LeBron got me like that before. I never got really by a point guard, but I didn't got by, you know, you don't get dunked on. Right. If you're a guy that's in the league that's not afraid of embarrassment, meaning, you know, you got any type of heart to go challenge something at the rim or something like that, you're going to get dunked on. But I think No, matter of fact, Dwayne Wade caught me the worst. He, like, drove baseline, and he spent, and he came out of his spin off of Serge Ibaka, and I thought he was, like, trying about to shoot, like, a little runner floater, and he just dunked it on me. I was like, man. Like, it just caught me so off guard. Like, it was just so sneaky but athletic at the same time. I was like, man. And he, like, did the cabbage patch afterwards and all that. I was like, oh, man. People still talk about it to this day.
I'm going to have to go look that one up on YouTube. I'm talking to Kendrick Perkins here, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Moving on to just the NBA in general, the Lakers are sitting here at 22-3. Are you surprised they've been this good this quickly?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not surprised one bit. We're looking at the best duo since Kobe and Shaq, in my opinion. And when you have a duo that's that dominant, you're only going to have success. And when you look at the guys that they built around them, Rob Pelinka took a lot of heat over the summer. He took a lot of heat last year. But he put some great guys around them, as far as JaVale McGee, that's a champion, Danny Green, that – any guy that if I had a team, I would love to have a Danny Green on my team. You take Avery Bradley, Rajon Rondo, who's a champion, Quinn Cook, who's a champion. You know, you still got this upcoming star who's still trying to find himself in Kyle Kuzma. You take a chance, a huge chance, but it's low risk but high reward on Dwight Howard. And it turned out great for him. So I'm not surprised about the Lakers. At all. I'm not surprised one bit. And you got one person who's not getting enough credit for putting these guys in position to be successful is Frank Vogel and his coaching staff, because they buying into his defense. They believe in what his defensive schemes are. And when you got your two superstars playing at a high level on both ends like that, you got to give credit to the coaching staff.
Talking to Kendrick Perkins here, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Meantime, the Clippers are now 19-7. That's after last night's win in Toronto. And the story there, of course, Kawhi Leonard back in Toronto for the first time since winning a championship. And the crowd treated him favorably. He got the standing ovation. He got the MVP chance. We've seen this players go back to places that they chose to leave. And it's not always a positive experience. LeBron back in Cleveland for the first time after going to Miami was ugly, ugly, ugly. As a former player, I'm assuming you like when fans can show proper appreciation for somebody who did amazing things there, but then just decided he wanted to be employed somewhere else. What did you make of the way the fans in Toronto treated Kawhi last night?
Well, listen, the fans in Toronto had no choice. Like, We're talking about an organization who had been searching for a championship over two decades, and this guy came in and delivered that. They didn't have a choice, to be honest. Like, you had to give Kawhi his props, and the way Kawhi went out was the good thing about the situation to me. Like, he showed respect. Like, you know, he went and met with Masai Ujiri and told him that he wasn't coming back. Like, everything about it was professional. He never, throughout the season, fully committed to coming back to Toronto. He never had anything negative to say about Toronto. And he came and delivered a championship there and won Finals MVP. So, in my eyes, it was a no-brainer. I mean, and I was there last night doing ESPN Hoopstrings, and I mean, it was the best ovation I ever seen. I thought when I went back to Boston, when I got traded to OKC, it was pretty damn good. But that was good last night, man. That was great. I mean, like, unbelievable. But it was well-deserved. Like, a guy comes in, and you got to give it's just so much credit that you got to give to a lot of people. Like, Masai Ujiri, like, you take a gamble on a guy that you know is a one-year rental. And you still take a gamble on him, and he delivers, and, you know, like, it's just crazy. And then the way Kawhi left, you know, and then people understand, like, as a player, you love to go back and play in your hometown. Like, you talking about a South California dude who goes back. Like, the fans in Toronto had no – it was no way in my mind that I was thinking he would have got booed or anything. He got everything he deserved and more.
I think that's exactly right. I'm wrapping up here with Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins, 14-year NBA veteran. Last thing before I let you go, the Bucks are going to be here in Memphis tomorrow night. Giannis may or may not play. Yeah, they're awesome as well, just like the Lakers. He may or may not play. He's got a quadriceps issue, but either way, he's the reigning MVP. That's undeniable. Is it clear to you that he's also, at this moment, the best player in the world?
No, it's not clear to me that.
Okay.
He's great, but he's not the best player in the world right now. I can't just give him that because it's too many guys that right now in our league today, it's too many guys that's doing so many things at a high level that's special. Like, you got a guy like LeBron. Obviously, we get tired of talking about him, but he makes you talk about him because he's sitting up here averaging 26 and almost 12 assists a game. But then you have a guy like Anthony Davis who's on the same team as LeBron, who's over here playing both ends of the floor that possibly could win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. And then you have a guy like Luka in Dallas who's putting up crazy numbers and got Dallas in the playoff race in the West. And then you have James Harden who's averaging 40 points per game. So it's like I can't just say that Giannis is clearly just the best player in the world. He's great. He's great. I can't say that. He's great. And I pay tickets for me and my family to go see him play, I tell you that much. But I can't just say he's the best player in the world right now. He's up there, like, in any order, but I don't know who's the best player in the world, to be honest. Like, every night you could get something different. James Harden had 55 last night. And I know it's on the Cleveland Cavaliers, but 55 is 55.
55 is 55. That's Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize metrics for Mercedes-Benz fans. You can also hear Perk, by the way, on Scal and Pals, available on Radio.com and wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear on the NBA from Perk, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal when you get to radio.com. That's Scal. Perk, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this. I listened to you talk about your Memphis recruitment on the Woj Pod not so long ago. One day I'm going to get you back on, and we're going to talk about Kendrick Perkins and Kena Young being recruited to the University of Memphis.
All right, anytime, man. My phone line open. I'm ready. I thank y'all for having me on the show.
You're the best, baby. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's Kendrick Perkins, 14-year NBA veteran. And a former University of Memphis commit. Like, I can't remember if I was the full-time beat writer then or just, like, helping then, but I was definitely around.
I remember well.
Back then, and it was a package deal. Kendrick Perkins and his best friend, Kena Young, both coming to Memphis. And then when Kendrick entered the NBA draft, Memphis politely told Kena Young, you need to find somewhere else to go. You're essentially said you're not welcome here anymore. You can look this up. It was wild. Because John Calipari's the coach, Tony Barbie's on staff, Derek Kellogg, Steve Rockeford, I guess, was the staff. And the connection was Rock, because Rock was from the Beaumont area, and Kendrick and Kena were from the Beaumont area. And all of the other recruits had showed up. And you got to remember, this is before Twitter, before message boards, before Facebook. Like, you really didn't have, like, access to all the stuff we have access to now. And all the other recruits had showed up on campus. Except Kena Young, he just wasn't here. And they kept saying, oh, it'll be fine, or we're trying to figure it out, or it'll be fine. And finally, I just got in touch with Kena Young's father. And I said, listen, they're telling me everything's cool, but, like, you're not here. Most of the other freshmen are here. I'm just trying to make sure, is everything still okay? And Kena Young's father told me a story. Like, we rented a U-Haul, packed it, and we were ready to move from to Memphis. And we got a phone call saying, you can come here if you want to, essentially, but you will never play. So unless you just want to come here and sit on the bench, you need to find a new place to go. And it was basically like, we wanted you when we thought Perk was coming, but now that Perk's not coming, we don't want anything to do with you. And I believe the quote that became the pullout quote, like that the commercial people highlighted, was something along the lines of, John Calipari hurt my son. It was a big thing in that moment. And what's hilarious about it is that Kena Young ended up at BYU. I think he went to junior college and then ended up maybe BYU, a school like that. And he was awesome. Like, he was a great college basketball player. Like, looking back on it, you'd have loved to have him at the University of Memphis,
yeah.
But they were so pissed that they didn't actually get the Kendrick Perkins, Kenny Young package deal that they didn't want any part
yeah.
of the package.
You know what's interesting about that, too, is I believe he would have played in the 2004 season at Memphis. Is that I think so, because he was in high school in 2003, and that 2004-05 season was the only season that in that big stretch that Cal didn't make the NCAA tournament. It would have been 7 years straight, probably, if you would have gotten Kendrick Perkins on
that
team.
Well, 2004-2005 is the Sean Banks gets kicked off the team year. Darius misses the free throws at the end season. And that is the wildest season of Memphis basketball I was ever around.
By far.
Like, I could write, I don't know how much it would sell because I don't know who cares, but I could write a book.
Oh, I think people care.
About covering the 2004-2005 Memphis basketball season, where Sean Banks shows up for his sophomore year the night before classes start. He was not here all summer. Came back like 15 pounds lighter. Looked like he'd partied all summer. Was a headache from the jump. Team split in half. You had Sean Banks and the other people like Sean Banks on one side and then Darius on the other side. I've told the story before, but at one point when it was just clear that this was not working, they were losing, nobody's getting along, it was not working. And John, I remember stopping practice one day and yelling, I'm not going to yell into the microphone, but he said, I want to make this everything clear right now. I'm with the kid, all right? I'm with the kid, pointed at Darius. So you need to figure out who you're with. I'm with the kid. Figure out who you're with. Because if you're not with him, you're not with me. And the point was clear. Sean Banks is a piece of, is a POS. You guys need to stop gravitating to him because he ain't going to be here much longer. You need to get on this side. And they never really got, then Sean flunks out of school. They never really got on track, but then they famously are playing in the CUSA championship game on Saturday morning inside FedEx Forum with Darius Washington needing to make free throws, and all is good. Then you're in the NCAA tournament, and I think you guys know how that story ended. Anyway, Kendrick Perkins, former University of Memphis commit. It's been nice watching him go from 14-year NBA veteran to like media member who's like really good on television.
Yeah,
you feel like you're getting real answers from him, and he's been terrific. So appreciate Bennett setting that up, and we'll do that again sometime real soon. Ryan Silverfield is reportedly interviewing for the University of Memphis football head coaching job today. We'll get into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.